Welcome to Totally Woman Podcast. Totally Woman is a bi-weekly podcast that uncovers essential health knowledge and highlights inspiring journeys that transforms women's lives. I'm your host, Rosemary Crosdale, a licensed adult gerontology nurse practitioner, and this season we want to hear from you. Email us at totallywomanpod1@gmail.com and find us on Instagram at totallywomanpod to join our conversation. While we encourage you to listen to this podcast for health tips, it is not a substitute for a relationship with a primary care provider or a clinic. Now let's get to today's episode. This is episode 5 of season 2, and I am so blessed and grateful for your continued support on this journey thus far. Oh my gosh, I am so excited and elated because Amazon Music has featured my podcast for Women's History Month in this month of March. I can't tell you how, you know, ecstatic I am. I can't even hide how ecstatic I am about that. So thank you so much, Amazon, for highlighting me. And I want to just say to the women of Totally Woman that you can go and stream and, you know, listen to Totally Woman on Amazon Music. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. I just want to take a moment to acknowledge and honor two incredible women in my life, starting with my mom, Vanessa Crosdale. Mommy, your strength, your resilience, and your grace inspire me every day. You are such a humble and prayerful woman. I believe it's the prayers that you pray that are keeping me today. Your unwavering support and love have contributed and shaped me into the woman I am today. Thank you for being my rock and for showing me the power of determination. I love, I admire, and respect you so much. And I'm so happy that you are my mom. Secondly, I would just like to acknowledge my sister, Renee Gilbert. Before she was Gilbert, she was Renee Crosdale, but now she's Renee Gilbert. Your intelligence, creativity, and kindness are a constant source of inspiration to me. You're not only my sister, but you're my friend. You're my confidant. You're my therapist. You're my travel companion. I love and admire you so much. You're an amazing wife and mother. And on this Women's History Month, I honor you. So let's now delve into the episode. And today on Totally Woman Pod, I want to do something a little different and highlight some of the women in medicine who paved the way. Since it's Women's History Month, I wanted to shed light on these remarkable women who faced poverty, they faced stereotypes and discrimination head on, yet they persevered. These women went on to establish hospitals, earn Nobel Peace Prizes, helm medical schools, and revolutionize healthcare for millions. So let's get into their extraordinary journeys. Susan Picot, medical doctor, 1865 to 1915, devoted to healing Native Americans. National Library of Medicine, National Institutes of Health. When she was young, Susan saw a Native American woman die because a white doctor refused to care for her. Years later, Susan would become the first Native American woman in the United States to earn a medical degree. In 1889, Susan graduated from the Women's Medical College of Pennsylvania at the top of her class. She also pursued political reforms, leading a delegation to Washington in 1906 to lobby for prohibiting alcohol on the reservation. Secondly, I would like to highlight Mary Putnam Jacoby, 1842 to 1906. She was a pioneering physician and advocate for women's education. Mary Putnam's fascination with biology began early in her life, leading her to pursue a career in medicine against societal norms. Despite opposition, she obtained her medical degree from the Female Medical College of Pennsylvania in 1864 and furthered her education in Paris, becoming the first woman to do so, advocating for improved medical education for women. She also founded the Association for the Advancement of the Medical Education of Women in 1872. Throughout her illustrious career, Jacoby made significant contributions to various medical fields, including pediatrics, pathology, and neurology. Her groundbreaking research on menstruation debunked prevalent myths, earning her prestigious recognition and empowering women in their pursuit of education and equality. Pioneer in newborn health assessment, Virginia Apgar's groundbreaking Apgar score, introduced in 1953, revolutionized the assessment of newborn health, providing a standardized method to evaluate infants' immediate well-being. And for those of us who have had children, we know that the Apgar scores are given during the first minute of life and then 5 minutes after. That's the score that they give. And the babies are scored from 1 to 9. And it gives them a score to see, you know, their color, if they're crying and different stuff like that. So this is where it came from. And this was designed by Virginia Apgar. Therefore, it's also called the Apgar scores. Okay. Her pioneering work in studying the impact of anesthesia and delivery on newborns led to the development of the Apgar score, addressing a critical gap in neonatal care and significantly reducing infant mortality rates. Later in her career, Apgar pursued public health advocacy, earning accolades for her contributions to maternal and child health, including her role as vice president for medical affairs at the March of Dimes. So that is Virginia Apgar. Wow. Patricia Goldman Rakish, PhD, 1937 to 2003. Brain breakthroughs. Alzheimer's disease, cerebral palsy, Parkinson's disease, schizophrenia. Scientists' understanding of these conditions and many more are founded on the groundbreaking research of Patricia Goldman Rakish, affectionately known as Pat, received her PhD from UCLA in 1963, achieved unprecedented insight into the brain's frontal lobes, working at a time when the prefrontal cortex was deemed too complex to research in detail. Pat mapped the region and shed light on such crucial functions as cognition, planning, and working memory. Jocelyn Elders, she is the first African-American Surgeon General. This lady rose from humble beginnings in an impoverished Arkansas. Despite many challenges, she pursued her dream of becoming a doctor. Inspired by her first doctor's visit at only the age of 16. Graduating as the sole woman in her class from the University of Arkansas's medical school in 1960, she later became the first state's board-certified pediatric endocrinologist, focusing on teenage pregnancy prevention among diabetic youth. She was also appointed as Arkansas's Department of Health head in 1987. She achieved significant milestones, including boosting childhood immunizations and expanding prenatal care. Elder's groundbreaking tenure as the U.S. Surgeon General in 1993 marked a historic moment, though marred by controversy, leading to her resignation in 1994. Post-resignation, she continued her advocacy for women's health, emphasizing holistic well-being for underserved communities. Wow. There are so many other women who have helped to shape our medical history. A few of them I've discussed in other episodes, but I wanted just to highlight them here. Others of them include Elizabeth Blackwell, 1821 to 1910. She was the first woman in America to receive a medical degree. Also, Rebecca Lee Crumpler, 1831 to 1895. We spoke about her last month as well. Mary Edwards Walker, 1832 to 1919. She was the first female surgeon in the Army. And also we talked about Gertie Corey, the first woman to receive a Nobel Prize for medicine. Also, we want to acknowledge Audrey Heavens. Audrey also co-founded the Ronald McDonald Camp for Kids with Cancer in 1987 and helped founded the Ronald McDonald House in Pennsylvania in 1984. And we know that the Ronald McDonald House is very visible. There's so many different locations all around. This lady is responsible for that. It's so impactful when we look at these women who have contributed in spite of all, you know, the adversaries that they faced. And during the time, you know, when a lot of these women were coming about and, you know, trying to, you know, impart their knowledge or to gain knowledge in medicine, this was a time when, you know, it was unheard of for women to do these things. But in spite of everything, these women persevered, and through determination, they were able to achieve these goals and to contribute to medicine as we know it today. And because of that, on this Women's History Month, it is indeed a pleasure to highlight these women who have contributed so significantly to medicine. I know some of you may not have heard of them before, and this is why we are bringing them to the forefront. So, on this Women's History Month, I just want to take this opportunity again to celebrate every single woman. I celebrate you all. I know sometimes it's not always easy because as women, we have taken on so much. It has been shown even from before, from early on in time, right? Back in the days from slavery time to now, how women have had to go through so much to get what they wanted. But at the same time, we continued to fight because we had the belief that we can make a difference. And that's what we have been doing. Also, we have to continue to be kind to ourselves. So many times, you know, because of the situation and because of what we are going through, you know, we're not kind to ourselves. So I just continue to say, continue to be kind to ourselves, right? The greatest love that we can give is actually loving ourselves. So from Totally Woman Podcast, happy International Women's Month to every single one of the women on this platform. Thank you so much. I want to thank you for your continued support. And I want to thank you for always just continue to inspire, continue to uplift, and continue to motivate each other. Don't tear each other down, right? We see how women from before have accomplished so much. And if they did it with so many, you know, resources that we have now that weren't even available to them, imagine the impact that we have now. So Totally Woman, continue to walk with us as we just continue on this journey. Thank you so much for joining me. I can't wait to join you on the next episode. Totally Woman Podcast is hosted by Rosemary Crosdale. This episode was produced by Quana and Wise Grisette. Episode artwork by Astrea Grisette and powered by Indie Creative Podcasts.